performers are Suzanne Owens, The Proper Ladies, Howie Rashba, and Deb Goss with Steve Rapson. And Suzanne is going to be co-featuring with Mike Santoro at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic on December 1st. And she's a wonderful poet, and please give her a big welcome now. Suzanne Owens.
Hi. I guess I don't need them. Yes, this is from my book, The Daughters of Discordia, about criminal women. And this is one that is about a Canadian woman. I'm Canadian too, and I grew up in Ontario. And so we got two Canadians. And this is about Karenjit was studying to become a lawyer in Toronto, Canada, when her brothers arranged a marriage with an engineering graduate living in England who was of the right caste and culture. She received life after 3 years in prison and months of counseling by the Pragna Patel, a woman's group. Karenjit revealed the details of her marriage. Her cultural and religious background prevented the family from giving evidence at the trial. In September 25th, 1992, after a second trial at the Old Bailey, Karenjit was released. I won't go shopping. I won't visit friends. I won't dye my hair. I won't eat hot chili. I won't ask you for help if you don't want me to. I won't try to kill myself. I won't drink black coffee, talk to neighbors. I won't laugh if you don't like it. You don't have to break the milk bottle. I won't try to run away when you say, "Come on, run here, you bastard." You don't have to push it in my stomach. I won't sweep the pieces when you throw the cups and plates. I won't try to kill myself. When you pulled me by the hair into the car's back seat, gouge out my eyes with a screwdriver, I limped to my mother-in-law. "Don't tell," she said. "Don't tell." The boiling tea, broken teeth, fingernails, handfuls of hair ripped out, welts from buckle ends of belts. Don't dishonor the families. But their invocation of the Izzet doesn't make you Hanuman. You are not a mountain made a god. You didn't lead Rama to rescue her beautiful bride lost to a demon. You held my face down on the ironing board, pressed the red-hot iron to my cheek. Sorry, can't do it. Either you will die or I will. I will save money for my funeral, wear Western clothes, pray to God and my father. I will do a prison pilgrimage to wash my sins. Give you a fire bath to wash your own. I will fill the diaper pail with oil, pour it on the quilt under which you sleep. I will wear an oven glove. From the gas cooker, I will light a candle, throw it on your feet. Instead of running after me, your feet will run in pursuit of your shrieks. And like the raised scar on my face, your ashes will scar the road and the wind will scatter your form in flight, without care, perfumes, or rights. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Suzanne Owens, one more.